this defense is probably worth like 13 mil. I'm not even gonna lie. The defense alone. The defense alone is crazy.
No money spent is not a thing anymore. I don't even know why these kids out here trying to do no money spent. It's not a thing.
I've won 240 Super Bowls on the year. That's how you do it.
This Nick team, hold on. They got some energy over there in Madison Square Garden. Hold on. Man.
We definitely gonna talk about it. Oh, TP, did you see me acting up on the internet?
What'd you do?
No, what you was talking about.
So I'll go ahead and send y'all the tweet right now. Somebody put the countdown for the kickoff this year on Labor Day weekend, right?
Okay.
And all I said was that if Colorado don't beat North Dakota State, Twitter is going to get dark. And I ain't saying I'm going to be the drum major, but I'm going to be in the tuba section.
Nah, you're going to be out there dancing. Stop playing. And it's still going to be warm, so it's going to be Hoochie Daddy season still. He's going to be out there with the short shorts dancing on Deion Sanders' grave as a coach.
Yo.
His coaching grave. Because it's going to be over with.
Why you want to see his downfall, man?
Man, it's not that I want to see his downfall. It's that I want them to do better. Do you know Carmine still doesn't have a team?
Wow.
Really? Still doesn't have a team. I thought there was some news on him, though.
Yeah, he went to go to the University of Florida. See? And it's, 48 hours later and no signing? Let me go ahead and check to make sure.
He's still eligible to get signed by somebody, though, right?
Yeah, he was in the portal in time. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, well.
Yeah, like on three, it's saying that Florida can help him, but I'm not seeing no he signed. Yeah, he just visited. What's crazy is, this was crazy. If he don't sign with Florida or UCF, Bethune and FAMU, you got a shot at him.
Word.
If he end up at FAMU, it's gonna get dark.
You think he's good though?
I think we don't know what he is because he's only been in college.
What's the hype around? He played
games and started four. He was a five-star cornerback that was heavily another five-star cornerback that could have very well went to Florida State, but Prime got him. So there's that.
And then now we're here today.
Okay. And then discarded him like trash.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Just ran that man name into the ground. And I got people that, why you hating on Prime? I don't hate on Prime. Prime is family. Prime is a Seminole. Why would I hate on Prime? That's crazy.
Nah, it's just crazy the politics around it. You know what I mean? It's like the whole transfer portal as a whole, it's too much outside of football going on now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, you fix one problem, but create three more.
Yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous.
You know, and then absolute freedom of movement, you know, kind of hurts recruiting in a way that you don't know who going to be at the school you're going to.
Nope.
You know, how do you build how do you build an organization, you know, that can turn into a dynasty? Like, we may never see another Nick Saban type dynasty.
Oh, he know it. That's why he left. He know it. That's why he left.
It ain't that he couldn't compete. It was the fact that they can compete with him.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I know this ain't football night or whatever, but LSU has waved the white flag. They said this the LSU been cheating since the beginning of time. Sorry, DK. It's just true. They've been cheating since the beginning of time. When it's finally legal to cheat, your head coach come out and say, "Yeah, no, we're not buying players no more.
We're not buying players, so y'all are gonna be terrible." Because imagine, like, think about all the baseball teams, and I use baseball as an example because they don't have a salary cap, or they didn't have a salary cap, where if the organization wanted to get the best players, they could just spend the most money, you know. And the teams that chose to be cheap were never good, you know. So if LSU decides they don't want to invest in their team, because we're not buying players, you're investing in your team that's going to get paid back anyway. Y'all make more off of the players than y'all paying them anyway. It's very hypocritical for him to even say that. You know, and this even goes into basketball, you know, as far as college hoops goes. You know, if we're not buying players or we're not investing in our team, then you don't want to win. What's going on, Leaf? Yeah, you don't want to win. This is the name of the game. This is where we are in the era of college sports. If you don't want to spend money, you are not going to have the best players. As simple as that.
So, Bronny only scored 4 points today. And I love how everybody is gently touching on he didn't have the opportunity to make an impact on the game.
It's fucking dry combine, bro. Like, I feel like this is the first time
Let's start a podcast. Like,
no.
Let's start a podcast. We'll go ahead and get into it. Let's start a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, now we start.
Yeah, we started now. We're talking for like 10, 15 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Madness Basketball Podcast. Myself, DK, TP. We are here to talk about Bronny James, apparently. Bronny James. They had the actual scrimmages, which is what I was looking forward to, because I didn't want to judge him on the 4 points a game when he went through a heart procedure to get his heart back in rhythm, if I'm not mistaken. So I didn't want to judge him on what he did during the season, because that's 4 points a game. So we already know he behind the eight ball being only 6'1". So that's problematic number one. Being a jump shooter and not being a point guard is problem number two. So we were looking forward to the first set of scrimmages. In 19 minutes, he had 4 points. 4 points and four rebounds in 19 minutes. People still want to see more of him for obvious reasons, especially since his dad is showing up the Cleveland Cavalier games. That's y'all go.
I mean, he's
from Ohio.
Right, it's all season. What's wrong with that?
He was born and always has been a Cavalier fan.
That was going to be their one playoff game that said they were going home playoff game they're going to get forever now. Like,
yeah, Spider being out, it's over with.
You know, I would absolutely love to make it seem like LeBron James is not calculated. I would love to do that. But you know, and I know that man got a calculator in his back pocket in his Texas Instruments. He don't do nothing just for the sake of it. He was running around doing the Taco Tuesday thing got them people to poke their head up out the sand and go, hey, we own the rights to Taco Tuesdays. So they done paid them people to do a Taco Bell commercial, running around hollering, Taco, and don't say the rest. Come on, man. This man is calculating. I think we lost TP sound.
Maybe. No, I think he just.
Oh, okay.
Right. So do we really think that Bronny has the tools to be successful at the next level? Because you know how I feel about short combo guards.
Not right now. Because the one thing, you know, because of what Jazz said, he can't score. Like, he's going to need to be able to score at a high clip, like, if he's 6'1". Yeah. So that's where he can play defense. He can play defense with the best of them out there.
My question is, how is he LeBron's son but can't play point guard? That's my question. If you already know that you're going to be vertically challenged, you would think that.
I didn't really watch him play, but like, he has playmaking. He can play me. He can play.
Yeah.
But in terms of being a point guard, I don't.
I think if he wants to be, you know, a star in the league, then he needs to watch a lot of tape on Rajon Rondo. That's who he needs to watch. He can be Rondo, but with a better shot. You know, yeah. I watched him shooting at the combine, and it looked good. But like Charles Barkley said, anybody look good shooting against air.
All right.
So he has to step up his playmaking ability. And I think teams are going to take a chance on him just because he's LeBron James' son, and they might win the lottery of bringing LeBron to town. You know what I mean? LeBron has always said he wanted to play with his son. This is an opportunity because LeBron James is a free agent. And don't think that was by mistake. There is a reason LeBron James is a free agent this season, and his son is entering the draft. The Atlanta Hawks have the number one pick in the draft, you know, after the lottery. So don't be surprised if they draft Bronny to get LeBron.
I don't think they're going to do that. Now, that's a little far-fetched.
Do you like come on, we gotta think about it. Because with Trey
ain't really for Bronny as well, bro. LeBron gets drafted twice.
Exactly. and check it out. Trey Young is draft capital, because if we draft Bronny James, there is no way you keep Trey Young. Now you get you another big in there. You know what I'm saying? We got to look at who's going to be available coming this offseason. There is a way the Atlanta Hawks can build a team, but it would have to include getting rid of Trae Young. And I don't know if they want to do that. They just gave him a max contract. What was it, last year?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a no trade clause in that, but that is a scenario to look out for. But not just Atlanta. Any of those teams in the top 10, if they decide they want to draft Bronny, there's a chance they can get LeBron on their team as well and automatically become contenders.
You know, I am Googling this. All right, I was about to say, if Trae Young got a no-trade clause, man, we really are in the end times of the NBA. But he doesn't have a no-trade clause. Here's what I'm going to say. If Atlanta drafts Bronny, the number one overall pick.
As much as I'd love for that to happen, that ain't happening.
Everybody got to go. Hey, what's going on, Bully? I don't think LeBron is going to just any team. I don't.
He's going where his son go.
I think TP is right.
I don't think that his son is
trapped. I don't think he goes number one overall. But if a team that can compete for a championship drafts Bronny James. Don't be surprised if LeBron shows up to camp too. This is what I'm saying. He's always talked about playing with his son. He could sign a 2-year deal, help his son really get going. He's there every day. He can help train him. Bryce is coming. Look, I'm telling you, don't be surprised if LeBron plays with Bronny and at 45 years old, still in the league, and then plays with Bryce.
I think that's what it is too, Bully.
Bryce is just Bryce is 16. Yeah. Bryce is 16 and 6'6".
Yeah, he is.
Exactly. So we sign a 2-year deal.
Jump into host.
Well, I don't know what year. I don't know what year in height. If Bryce is a senior this year, then he'll be going to college next year. LeBron signs a 2-year deal with whatever team he goes to now. He can potentially go to where Bryce goes when he gets drafted, who will be a number one or a top 10 pick.
Bryce might be a number one pick right now.
Yeah. He'll have 3 years. Yeah. So if Bryce is going into his junior year, that's at least 3 years from now. You know.
But
I can see if Bronny slips to the Lakers, then they take him and LeBron stays in LA.
What picks do
they have? Would God give me the gift of LeBron playing until Bryce gets in the league? Oh my God.
So that's what you want to see.
Y'all would have an issue with me because at that point, GOAT conversation is dead and gone. Dead and gone. Yeah. We just pad stats at this point.
Well, I think LeBron is still.
Wait, that's a bad thing?
LeBron is better than anybody's role player, right? So if he goes somewhere and he becomes a role player to another star, like, we have to get out of this mindset that LeBron has to be the best player on his team for that team to be a championship contender. Yeah, because if he went to the Cavs with the way that team is built now, they are a championship contender. Spider is the best player on that team, even if LeBron comes over. But Spider being hurt the team. Now we're not looking at them like they can go win anything.
Yeah.
LeBron will retire before he becomes a role player. That's not what I'm saying, Bully. I'm saying that he doesn't need to be the best player on his team. He needs to go to a team that has a star and to where he can be in that second or third option. He can't be the number one anymore. He can't. We've seen it this year. He's still good. He's still very talented. But at the same time, it's not going to work. Some say AD the best player on the Lakers, but AD stay hurt. Every time down the court, we're looking at AD. Is he hurt? Is he going to get up? Yeah. That's Mr. Glass. So if AD is your best player, you already in trouble because you got Mr. Glass over there.
So I don't want to make this a beat down on Bronny situation because again, I think he should go back to school.
Playoffs, Bully.
Yeah, he should go back to school and get some. I'm a firm believer. He got to go somewhere where he can get it out the mud, get it on the muscle. He can't go nowhere where it's talented squads and you know it's a bunch of 5 stars around him. He got to go somewhere where he does it for him.
You talking about Bryce?
No, Bronny.
No, I'm talking about Bronny.
Yeah,
Bronny. So I don't want to beat up on him because he hasn't had the ability to develop yet. And we're already looking at him in combines, in the draft combine. So it's too early. I don't want to beat up on the guy. Who I want to beat up on?
There was no beating up going on.
Oh, no, no. I wasn't saying it was. I just, you know, it's early for him to be in the combine. That's all.
He probably should have played another year, but you know.
But your boy Luka, your boy Luka. I keep hearing all these pundits talk about how the Dallas Mavericks are a championship defensive team. when your backcourt refused to play defense?
I don't know about
championship role. Man, I seen Kyrie playing the hell out of them passing lanes now.
Right, right, right. They're a good team. Don't get it twisted. They just folded. They folded. Bad.
Now you asking Kyrie to be Gary Payton is crazy. Let Kyrie cook.
Right.
Let Luka cook, and those other three on the court have to play outstanding defense.
Yeah.
It can work. And Luka is big enough to where he's not gonna get bodied by other guards. Shai Gilgeous cannot body him. We've seen him try. It's not working.
No, he's just blowing by him. That's the problem.
I mean, that's where your bigs got to help, though.
Right.
Your bigs got to help. Because you can have somebody that can body you, and then there's nothing you can do. You're going to send a double team and leave a shooter open? A blow by is at least an opportunity for the bigs to rotate over.
All I know is that last night was dark. Last night was dark. And Oklahoma City has a formula now. They are hedging the pick and rolls. They're making Luka and Kyrie give up the ball. And them other dudes ain't cutting it. It ain't cutting it. The Cavs are just like Indiana. They need the game to be in the 120s for them to have a chance to win. Yeah. Mm. And your superstar misses a key free throw. Man, this man is not Larry Bird. This man ain't Larry Little.
He is
not that guy.
Just simply can't be missing free throws. That'll kill you. That's free.
It will. Those are free points that you should be capitalizing on.
Either that or they're essentially turnovers when you don't make them.
That too. But that's what I'm saying. You are supposed to make those. I think if you want to be a championship team, you have to shoot at least 82% from the free throw line as a team.
Yeah, as a team, yep. And here's the thing about a dancer, because Kyrie is a magician, Bully. And when a magician is in a seven-game series, he can only be a magician three out of them seven games. The rest of them games is going to be – those going to be grinds. Those going to be trying to fight over the screen or fight through – players fighting through the screen, trying to beat hedges, trying to beat double teams. He wore down. He is absolutely wore down. So you have another guy.
So who's Kyrie's matchup though? Then if Lu Dort's on Luka, is Shai on Kyrie then?
Shai has been guarding.
They've been rotating.
Yeah, they rotate. They play team defense. I said that. You know, last series, I like the way OKC plays defense because they're all long. Yeah. So.
Josh Giddey,
the size is what's really on their side. But OKC, I mean, not OKC, but Dallas can't let Shai go for 34 every night. They can't do that.
Yeah. But he only get his, though. It's about everybody else, though, too.
Yeah. But the thing I like about Shai is he's going to keep shooting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That dog mentality.
It's going to be hard to stop him with how aggressive he is always.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but if Dallas knows that, then they have to play better team defense on Shai. If Shai is the one scoring all the points, they need to rotate more over to him. If Luka can't guard him, send help. Or y'all are gonna lose. It's tied now, though.
Let me go back because I don't think Shai is the one getting all the points.
Shai hit 34.
No, but they got another in the series. They have another guy that's actually getting points too. What is the guy's name?
I mean, Jalen Williams scores. He had a bad shooting night last night. You know, Lu Dort. He added three threes. You know what I mean? They got some other guys that's going to come in and get some points. But if you look, if you look at their box score, you'll see that everybody pretty much had a bad shooting night except for Chet and Shy.
Yeah,
because Lou Dort shot 28%, Jalen Williams shot 26%, Giddey shot 25%, Aaron Wiggins shot 28%.
Sheesh. If Dallas is only giving up 38% from the field and 25 points from the field, something is off. They should have won that game by 20.
Yeah.
They can't stop Shai Gilgeous. They can't stop him. Because when you look, like I said, when you look at the box score, it's literally stop Shai. The rest of the people were not shooting good, and they missed, and they missing free throws. That is a recipe for disaster. Williams. Dallas should 100% be up 3-1 right now.
Yeah.
Williams shot 5 for 19. Yeah, Williams shot 5 for 19.
And didn't get it going. Ever. Luka and Kyrie never got it going, and they folded in the fourth. That's simply just
yeah, Bully. It is, Bully. It's got it. That's oh my god. The shooting performances are hideous. Getting 2 for 8. John Williams, 5 for 19. What was the Chet one?
Chet was 6 for 9. Luke, he did.
Yeah, no, Lou Dort.
Chet got to take more shots. No way you can win missing 11 free throws. I tell you what, if they would have held Chai to 25, they would have won, even with those 11 missed free throws.
Off top, they should have won by 20. If we keeping it a book.
Yeah, they should have dogged them.
Quick update on that Fever Connecticut Sun game. Connecticut Sun is up 51-42.
Caitlin Clark is 7. 1-4 from 3. And Aaliyah Boston, 4.6 rebounds. That can't be happening over there.
Listen, them ladies tried to warn y'all. They tried to warn y'all and tell you.
It's game one.
TPDK is forever the optimist.
What? For who?
Them grown. Caitlin Clark is finna go through. She finna go through the gauntlet.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, you forget that they have another number one pick over there too, in Aaliyah Boston. Like, that team ain't trash. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It's fun. It's gonna be fun. It should be fun.
They better worry about Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Jeree's balling.
It just sucked that old girl got hurt too. Cordova. That sucks.
But yeah, I think Caitlin's ability to shoot, even under duress, will always keep her as a viable player in the WNBA.
You can't leave her open. You can't. You have to respect.
No, and that's the thing.
But she's the primary ball handler right now.
If you leave her open, it's wet. If you play shitty defense, it's wet. You better double her. You better send help, because if you leave her open, it's over with. She shoots daggers all day. So I think she's gonna be fine. Like, being a shooter, you know, whether NBA or WNBA, will always work to your advantage. Look at, you know, I like to think about Ray Allen. Early in his career, you know, he was a driver. He played defense. He was very athletic. But as that athleticism went away, his shooting got better, because he understood if he wanted to stay, you know, at a certain level in NBA, he had to up his shooting. And then he became one of the greatest three-point shooters we'd ever seen. But that wasn't how it was when he first came in. But Caitlin coming in, already being the great shooter, she'll have a long, good career.
That's not my issue with Caitlin. My issue with Caitlin is she got this push-off that coaches are already complaining about. By the time you get to game 6, they're going to make them stop pushing off.
A great player going to adjust. So we'll see. We will see. Like, I don't want to say that she's going to be you know, great.
No, you can't. It's not that she's pushing off.
Just like James Harden and all these, like, you're going to have to adjust.
It's not that. She's pushing off on drives to protect the ball. That's the issue. That's what coaches are complaining about.
Yeah, it's a free, what's he call it? Free guard, free hand.
Right. Yeah. But to Billy's point, who don't push off? Like, you're supposed to try and do everything you're supposed to.
This is different.
Like, she is a full extension. They call it. They call it that,
they're going to have to start calling it. And then this is going to, once they start calling it, we're going to see what she is. And she's going to have to develop from that point. Right now, she's still playing college basketball. She's not playing WNBA basketball right now.
Three, though.
But I don't care about the push off, because for one thing, we don't know Caitlin as a driver prominently anyway. We know her as a dagger shooter. So if they take her push off away, okay, adjust your game. Maybe you can't get to the basket as hard as you was doing before. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, she's a shooter who can shoot, whether there's people in her face or not. She will be good.
I would like to thank her for getting those good people to give those women chartered flights. And we in what year of the WNBA?
Like 30.
30 something, 33?
I think it's like either 32 or 33. You know, shout out to my comments for winning the first four championships. You know, even though they not in existence anymore, we still got the banners somewhere in Houston.
So, yeah, they was turned, like, if you see the videos of them on them flights, yeah, they turned up. They turned up on them flights. Absolutely.
They deserve it. They deserve it.
It's crazy that we hear.
You know, I don't think any professional team should be pulling up to your local airport and getting on Spirit.
No,
it shouldn't be like that. Not when y'all making money off of them, even if it's just a tax write-off. I guarantee that tax write-off is a lot more than y'all paying them.
Mm-hmm. And that's the main thing. The main thing is we celebrating the luxuries when them salaries are still ass.
Exactly.
So,
but you know, we live in a progressive country, so I feel like they will eventually get paid what they deserve. You know, it's coming, because the more we talk about it, the more they have to listen.
Oh man, I just got to update one of my favorite podcast series. It's back on YouTube. All right, man. I've been trying not to talk about my Knicks. But me and Tom Thibodeau, dog, I promise you, the way I done put on these people internet, the way I done showed out on Pat Riley's internet, if you blow this series when Boston is vulnerable, you're going to have to see me outside.
You mean Indiana?
I'm sorry. No, I'm saying Boston is vulnerable. You can you can beat Indiana and be good against Boston. Boston got injuries that make it a good matchup, especially now. But come on, man. What are we doing? We're playing Bully. Man, listen.
This you ain't seen what I see. Boston.
We're going to get to Boston. This New York squad. If you just give the backup players a little bit more time, give your starters 5 minutes on the bench. Everybody ain't got to play 55 minutes.
Well, see, now the problem is they playing their bench now because of the spot that they in right now. Not that I don't think that the injuries were caused by them playing so much. I just think that they're just freak injuries. They're just basketball injuries, honestly. That's just gonna happen. Other teams got injured too. Let's not pretend like other teams aren't hurt too. But They are now playing their bench. Miles McBride started today.
Man, brother, we're gonna get there. Give me a second. But
how long is OG out?
OG out for the rest of the season. He done. I'll get to that in a minute. It only hurts. It only hurts against Indiana. I'll get to that in a second. Listen.
No, you. There's no way you don't think that not having OG is gonna hurt y'all against the Celtics. There's no way you think that. Because who gonna guard Jaylen Brown?
It's hurting us more now because Indiana has oh my God, former Raptor. I can't think his name now. OG's running mate when they were in Pascal, that's it. Pascal Siakam. Pascal has been switching on to Jaylen. And that has been a problem. That other squad the Celtics don't have him. So again, Pascal is a problem now. A real problem now. But I digress.
I mean, y'all gonna need them if y'all play Boston too, because they got Tatum in. That's worse.
I hear you, DK. But here's my real issue.
Realistically, are we gonna ask White Dante to guard Jason Tatum every game for 48 minutes a game?
With Josh Hart.
Josh Hart on Jaylen Brown and Jalen Brunson on Derrick White. I don't like those matchups. I'm just saying. Not for y'all. Not for y'all, at least. And Bully know they're going to be on the court for 48 minutes because they don't have nobody else.
That's a problem. Like, they're going to sit there and rotate players on y'all. Hauser, Pritchard. They just going to throw the kitchen sink at y'all.
You're going to have to play them.
You got to be good.
You can play G Leaguers for 5 minutes a game across a 48 minute game. You can play them. If they put Drew Holiday, if they put Drew Holiday on Brunson again, he gonna cook him again for 44. Keep putting him on him. I double dog dare you. He gonna cook him for another 44. That was what he put on him last time. I'm just asking.
But let me tell you something, Troy. If y'all think that Jaylen Brunson gonna score 40 a game, you're lost. If he has to score 40 every game for y'all to win, y'all only win two.
Exactly. Listen, maybe.
Let me tell you the key to the series. Once we get there, the key to the series is going to be White. White playing for the Knicks. Hell, White played for the other team every game. What is we talking about?
He is a career
12-point scorer. He had 2 30-point games that everybody went, he's arrived. What happened? He back.
You're still forgetting about Al Horford.
Boot skin?
Yeah, I know you don't like them boot skins, but too bad.
The Gator
is going to be there. And even at his age, he's still very productive.
He's always there. And whenever they come up very short, productive. Look at his box score. And if
he
you're
don't need to be
like
20 to 10, he just need to give him at least like – a couple baskets and like 6 rebounds. That's all.
He is a great role player to Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. Derrick White does his job. Even if he only averages 12 points a game, if Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum get 80, we already at 92. What are we talking about? Y'all ain't got a bench that's going to get y'all over 110 points. It's over.
If Tatum and Jason score 80, we win by 5.
That's crazy. Look, I'm telling you right now, the over-under for the Knicks to win games is going to be 110. If y'all can't score 110, you're lost.
We're gonna be good. We're gonna be, you know what? We talking about a series that ain't even here yet. We need to focus on the fact that we are struggling against a team who cannot play defense to save their life. Well, and it's only because our coach will not put somebody in for 5 minutes. That's you gotta do.
Man, they are holding on to this 9-point lead. Oh, it's 11 now. My bad. It's 11. Jalen already got 24.
Yeah, man.
So, are we going to address the elephant in the room?
Well, what's that?
Can any one of these teams out of the Jazz and Timberwolves win at home?
You talking about our Nuggets and Timberwolves?
Listen.
Nuggets and Timberwolves. My bad. Nuggets and Timberwolves. Can any one of these teams win at home? I think that's what it comes down to. Nuggets winning tonight. The way it's been going, every home team is lost.
I think Nuggets are back, man. They don't. Jokic is locked in. I think he upset. He don't heard the talks. He don't want to go back to his horses just yet.
All I know is that we gave Cat all that love of how Ant was helping him play better. Ant was motivating him through smiles and not anger like Jordan. Hey, man. Yo. Hey, man, you got to jack that dude up and cuss him out. You got to talk about his cousins, his uncles. Like, you're going to have to do something because that happy-go-lucky shit, it's over.
I told y'all that Anthony Edwards was inconsistent shooting. He does everything else exceptionally well, and when he starts to struggle shooting from the field, it gets dark for the team. That was my biggest issue, and we're looking at it now. And Rudy Gobert should give his DPOY to the rookie where it should have been in the first place. Wembley 100% should have been the defensive player of the year. This was politics.
Uh-oh. TP is on the soapbox. Here you go.
I gotta call a spade a spade, man. Wembley had averaged over 3 blocks a game as a rookie. Just because he was on a bad team does not disqualify him from being your defensive player of the year. I'm sorry.
Can we be honest about Rudy Gobert? Can we be honest? When you start giving defensive player of the year to off-ball defenders who are 155 pounds, I don't really care about your defensive player of the year awards. I don't. Don't talk to me until you're at least 285 or you're a guard getting 5 steals a game. Other than that, I don't want to talk about it. I don't care about it.
I'm going to say is the defensive players of the year, I remember, were Gritty, Gary Payton, Rodman, Tayshaun Prince, Ben Wallace, Hakeem even won one. Give me guys that are going to bang. DPOY shouldn't just be handed out just because they were big. We got guys that actually get in there and hell, they could have gave it to AE over him.
Hold on, wait. Whoa. Bully, stop. Big men should win Defensive Player of the Year awards if they are actually on-ball defenders. You don't get to be Defensive Player of the Year if you sneaking a dude from the other side of the court. Oh, I got a chase down block. You ain't played nobody straight up, LeBron. So I'm not finna give you that award just because you're getting blocked.
But as an off-ball defender, if you are guarding the paint, because we got to look at points in the paint, shots contested, shots blocked, all those stats matter, and all those things actually contribute to who goes to be the defensive player of the year. If you're guarding the paint, they can't score in the paint, you turning everybody into jump shooters, that matters.
It does.
The amount of shots changed matters. All right.
Here's the other part of that equation. Here's the other part of that equation. That's a simple adjustment that AD was running around here hollering about, oh, I feel like I'm the defensive player of the year. Jokic put him in the bucket and gave him the biggest.
Jokic put everybody in a bucket. Nobody can guard Jokic. If we're gonna say that if Jokic goes to town on somebody, they shouldn't be DPOY, then there will be no defensive player of the year. There will be none because he bodied everybody.
There's a difference between how and why. There's a difference in you saying you defensive player of the year. You're not like getting hook shot. You're not getting threed. You are getting back down to the goal from the top of the key to the goal. That's a problem with strength. If you're not strong, why are we talking about you as defensive player of the year? Strength matters. I make jokes about these skinny dudes being centers, but some of these skinny dudes strong. Some of them strong.
I mean, we can look at Giannis when he won his defensive player of the year. Not only did he guard wing players, but he also guarded the paint. You know, you're talking about an on-ball defender that was very prowess down in the paint as well. That's why he won it twice.
It's a dicey both AD or I can't remember the French's name already. Yeah, Gobert. I wasn't impressed with either one of them this year. I wasn't even impressed with Wembley, but I wasn't looking for him to be anything this year. I was looking for Popovich to get his hands on him and develop him. Mm-hmm. That's what I was looking for. And he's developing better than the player. Pop don't get his.
How you feel about him, honestly?
So Pop is like a three-stage coach for me. So he was an absolute failure in the beginning. Then they tanked to get the number one draft pick. Then he developed three Hall of Famers. Absolutely developed three Hall of Famers. Now he's back to who am I as a coach again, because he's developing a young guy. He's trying to add pieces around him and develop them. And the people who don't adhere to his program, he's getting rid of them. It's a bunch of guards right now that's been cast off because they just don't want to buy into the program. And Pop ain't going to keep talking to you. Jack been told y'all that on his podcast. Hey, man, Pop don't play.
Yeah.
Straight up, no.
Spurs need to go get Trae Young.
Wow.
See, that brings me back to Atlanta. That brings me back to Atlanta taking Bronny number one overall, taking LeBron, and trading Trae Young to the Spurs. Thank you, Bully. We got a winning scenario. Both sides win. Both sides win in that situation.
Bully, Trae Young's skills are much like his hairline. They are decreasing fast. So I don't know if that would be the guy that Pop would bring into the party.
Sell the team. Fire everybody. Sell the team.
I think there is a place for Trae Young. I think Trae Young is a probably excellent second unit point guard. What's going on? I think he's an excellent second unit point guard. But as your main option, I don't know.
Man, he is LeBron's son. Develop him. He can be a great point guard in the NBA. He has, like you said, he hasn't had the opportunity to really shine. You know, he is vertically challenged in that aspect as not being as tall as his dad. But at the same time, the amount of basketball knowledge he's coming with, because he's been doing this his whole life, I would like that in a point guard. Teach him how to be a distributor, a playmaker. We know he can shoot. So you can't just leave him out there. You can't go under screens. You're going to have to either wedge or go under. You go over a screen, he's shooting. Develop him. You know, there's other lottery picks. If the Hawks want to go ahead and take another lottery pick, they can still use a second round pick and take Bronny.
That's going on, Peerless.
Yes, sir, Peerless.
And I have fun with Trae Young. It's all fun from the Knicks series when the Knicks was talking about his receding hairline. But the problem with Trae Young is how he operates when other teams attack the pick and roll. That's the problem with Trae Young. That's his only problem. If he can't get a shot off 40 feet out, when he get closer to that three-point line, when defenses can lock on him, that's where it gets inconsistent.
Yeah.
You got the Murray kid. That's the Murray kid that's there now, right?
Yeah.
Played two guard.
Yeah.
The Murray kid, he was basically trying to carry the team on his back. That's too much weight for one man to do on his own when the rest of the Atlanta squad is lacking.
But yeah. To Bully's point, if you pick and roll Trae Young and Wembley, okay, let's say they hedge and switch. Now we got Wembley on a guard. Probably got him by over a foot. That's a great matchup now. If you go under the screen, Trae Young shoots. You go over it, he kicks it to Wembley. You're still cooked.
Or even the lob threat. Like the thing, yeah, that makes that special with him is like Trae Young's mastered that floater, but maybe not knowing that it's a floater or a lob. Like he's mastered that. But Capella, but Clint Capella. Imagine that one.
Yeah.
That was
crazy.
But the thing is, he's got to get downhill.
Yeah.
And does he want to get downhill? That's the better question.
We'll see.
Because there are guys that want to get downhill.
He was hurt when he had came back for that little bit of time towards the end of the season. He hurt his hand. So we'll see. We'll see.
I think he'll still be a very good player in the NBA. You know, yeah. I'm not worried about him. The Hawks have an opportunity to add another all-star to the team with the number one pick. So, you know, that franchise is looking good. You know, they have a roster around Trae Young. They get I don't know who the number one projected player is. Probably somebody out of the other league or whatever.
Yeah, it's Alex Sarr, the 7-1 dude. He's not really like super crazy, but he's alright. He reminds me of like a little bit better version of what Nerlens Noel would be, or what Nerlens Noel was.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you get Trae Young a center that can shoot and bang, that'll be a dangerous team. That'll be a dangerous combination.
Well, so we talked about the draft combine a little bit earlier, and I looked at some of the mock NBA drafts. I'm gonna go back to my takes in the NCAA playoffs. And I was telling you, real basketball is not played in the Big Ten. And everybody got mad with me. And I kept telling y'all, Zach Edey is slewfoot. He gonna be a problem at the next level. But in the NCAAs, he did what he was supposed to do. He was the biggest dude on the court, and he played like it. That ain't gonna work in the NBA.
No, because he has to have a shot, which is why Donovan Clingan is projected to go over him as a, you know.
Yeah, he's not even a top 10 last time I checked.
Who?
I don't even think. Is he a first round draft pick?
He's going to end up being a second rounder. And that's where he was always actually, honestly, slated to go anyways. For that reason. We'll see though. Like he I'm sure he's out to prove everybody wrong, honestly. I'm sure he got a chip on his shoulder for that reason. So we'll see.
Yeah. Draft class is definitely average though.
Yeah, for sure.
It is the draft. Hold on. So let's the draft class that we see while we're going through the combine. Yes, it's average. But remember, there are guys that should have been playing their freshman year in the NCAAs that were in G League that were being developed. So we won't know really who's who until all of the combine stuff gets done. Remember, I think it's the combine is like, what, 4 days? So it's like 2 days of measurables and then 2 days of scrimmages and ball skill stuff. So let's just – I would love to call this draft class average, but there are players that I had forgot that decided that, yeah, I ain't going to school. I'm going to sit over here. It's a bunch of players I had forgot about them. So let's wait to see what those guys look like and how they developed in the G League.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's too early. I think it's too early to compare it to Anthony Bennett's draft class. That draft class was terrible.
Yeah, no, that was – that man – Yeah. Look, I don't want to see another Euro player come over to the United States until they show me they can play head-up, man-to-man defense.
The NBA has changed. It don't matter. Can you score?
It's the softest tissue paper.
It is, but that's the product we got to deal with. They have to score.
I want this Team USA to lock up 94 feet. 94 feet. From start to finish.
So how do you feel about Tyrese Halliburton being a starting point guard for the USA team?
Is he?
Yeah.
I'm just asking. I don't know if they have named him the starter. I don't know if they've named anybody as the starters.
Right.
But how do you feel? How do you feel he would do? You know, is that going to be a good fit for the USA team?
Hold on one second. Bully. Why wouldn't it be Steph? Why wouldn't Steph start? You think Steph gonna come off the bench? Stop it.
Maybe Steph was on the squad.
Steph is on the squad.
Yeah, Steph would start.
Well, all right. Bron's going to start, right? I'm sure. KD's going to start. AD is going to start, right?
Right. And who's the two guards, though?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it might not even be them. Like, it might not. It might be just Steph and that's it. Or there might not even be a guard.
Everybody don't know. The Halliburton thing is controversial. Because Kyrie has been left off the squad. And I'm going to keep saying this until people understand. Kyrie's basketball game does not fit the Euro style of basketball for this reason. That extended, that weird oblong lane hurts him. The fact of how they play the three-point line hurts him. He gets more spacing in basketball over here than he would over there. And it seems wild, but when you like look at how they play basketball, how we adjust our game to their basketball, it doesn't give him the spacing to do what he needs to do. He'll never be
I don't agree with KD and LeBron. He ain't got to touch the ball until it's time to shoot. Don't let him dribble the air out of the ball. Yeah. When Kyrie was on the Cavaliers, LeBron was the ball handler. And Kyrie was the scorer. You stand until there and wait for the open shot. But if you look at this team, the way it's built, he doesn't have to be a primary ball handler with all those other guys on the team. And I don't think he was left off because of his skill set. I don't think that's why he was left off. I agree with Bully. It was something else. You know what I mean? But no, I like the addition of Tyrese Halliburton. I feel like the young kid – get an opportunity to show what he can do.
What about a kid from Sacramento? Why he didn't get on the squad?
Fox? He's not over Kyrie. I'm sure Kyrie got more snub than he did.
But he's a pick and roll, downhill, distribute, score point guard. I like him over Halliburton.
No.
I didn't say he was better than Steph. I like him over Halliburton because he's consistent and he's a pick and roll, get downhill guard. That's it.
Halliburton, he don't play defense like Halliburton.
This is what I say. I say they should have announced certain people and then let the other people fight it out, or maybe not announce it at all and let certain people fight it out and then announce this list. Because
they need to like the dream team. They announce the players and then go get it.
I feel like
it is a dream team
that could have went in and grabbed some spots if there was a competition for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, I think Kyrie would have put up a fight, you know, for one of them spots.
You telling me Steph, KD, LeBron, and AD ain't a dream team?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when a dream team was put together, when Daddy Rich, as they call him, Chuck Daly, came into the mix, he was like, this is the squad, but y'all battling for minutes. They was in the scrimmages going at each other. Look at the documentaries. By the way, Magic Johnson is the biggest instigator in the history of the world. Because the Sin Jordan at Clyde Drexler is wrong on so many levels. Hey, that's what we need to talk about. If you a Philly season ticket holder, why isn't B playing for the USA?
I'm a little irritated, but whatever. He took somebody.
There's no way. I'm a little
mad. Yeah, that is a dream team. Embiid, Tatum, and Bam. Kevin Booker, Kawhi, and Tyrese.
Like, and Drew. Who they put out there. Like, that team is
they are literally about to run.
Yeah. We done seen it. I mean, Team Canada go get them a run for their money, I think, but like,
no, 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 no. This USA team is going to run everybody out of the gym. It's going to be ugly.
What is on Team Canada?
It is going to be ugly. They
have the most like NBA talent on that squad. I know Shay's on that squad for sure.
This is an Olympic year. We are not Team Canada. It's not what we're doing.
No way you just did that. No way.
Murray, Shai Gilgeous, Dylan Brooks. I don't know if Canada got a big. Is Chet Canadian?
Murray? No. It's gonna be Jamal Murray, Shai, Lou Dort, RJ Barrett, Olynyk, Zach Edey. Dylan Brooks, like they got NBA talent.
They got
over
Kelly.
They have NBA talent over there.
Bron goes 55 in the Olympics.
But it don't matter. USA team is going to beat everybody by 30.
As long as they're not complacent,
they are about to run people out of the gym. If they make them actually compete for minutes and they want to be on the court, then they are going to play at their best. And there's no way no team can compete with what the USA has.
Y'all said Jason Tatum was on the squad, right?
Yeah.
I got Jason Tatum, KD. Jason Tatum and KD on the floor together at the same time. And Devin Booker. Oh, it's going to get dark. It's going to get dark.
And Curry.
It's definitely going to get dark. I mean, Curry going to do what he going to do. He going to do what he going to do. I don't have any worries about Curry.
It's going to get dark for everybody.
That's crazy. Caitlin got her 20-piece tonight. 4 for 10 from 3, though. I don't know how we feel about that. But
you said 4 of 10 from 3?
Yeah.
I like 40%. Give me 40% three-point shooters all day.
That ain't bad.
Give me 40.
You know what?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Look, we waiting on it too. Come on, right. Come on, give me 40, give me 40%. But what you got, Troy?
Hold on. I just why am I a Caitlin hater? Hold on. Let's get something straight right now. This ain't about being a Caitlin hater. If you think that, oh, Troy is a Caitlin hater, you have not been watching the podcast. I'm not a Caitlin hater. I'm a Caitlin fan hater. The Caitlin fans are the problem.
Oh, my
are you
God.
One of the fans, Bully? Caitlin fans are the problem. Caitlin is a nice young lady who's doing great things for the WNBA. She's going to have to work her way through just like every other rookie. But she's a nice young lady. Nah.
I'm working at that score 20 up first game.
I don't even like the Knicks score just took over my own ESPN app. I'm not watching the game live, so that's what. Oh, I got to go back here. Let's see where we at. What are we talking about? It's 81-67. What? We really talking about 81-67.
She need her other number one pick from the previous year to not have 4 points, Jazz. It's not her fault. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about her teammates, Jazz.
Let's talk about it because she was, ooh, I got a pick and roll teammate. Remember that? Did we forget that? We forgot that part.
That's true.
You don't need a pick and roll teammate. You got a player who can dump it down. They got the WNBA version of Shaq. And Shaq ain't getting the ball.
What do you mean she not getting the ball? She not shooting the ball.
I'm not doing this with y'all. All I know is it's not translating to wins.
It's very
Caitlin is good for the
season. How early in the season is it? How early in her career is it?
First game. And weren't they the second best team in the league last year or something like that? Or third best? Connecticut?
Line right now. I'm going to put TP on the gun line right now. TP, you're in Vegas. Who went in the WNBA championship? Remember, you in Vegas now.
The Aces, of course.
Okay. I'm just checking.
I don't think they're better than the Aces. That I never said that. No way.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
I said watch out for Chicago. I said it earlier. I like what Angel Reese over there doing.
Yeah, and New York putting together some nice things too. But all of this conversation that we never did this last year. We weren't in-depth conversations about this WNBA. And so I completely forgot y'all. Shout out to the Golden State Valkyries, new WNBA franchise. Yep. Shout out to them. They got merch already.
Where are my comments?
Right.
I guess I'll die on that hill then. Bring my
best
comments
franchise
back
in WNBA history.
They still have the most championships. But I think Asia Wilson gonna there ain't nobody stopping her. I don't care. I don't care what any other team is doing. There's nobody stopping Asia Wilson.
Hey, since we live on air, TP, that tweet got 32,000 views. And some of the people think I'm a Jackson State fan.
Damn.
It's dark in Buffland. Oh, God.
I mean, it's not like you... It's not like you went to FAMU anyway.
I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to figure out when I was ever one of the B people. Like, cool. It's cool. Like, I now have a whole new fan base to torment for the season. Listen, I know this ain't that podcast, but y'all been talking all this noise Y'all done talked all this noise. All this noise. On Salah Nessie's internet. Y'all bet not lose that first game to North Dakota State.
Because again, not gonna lose, bro.
I'm not going to be the drum major. But I'm going to be in the tuba section when Twitter go dark. Because it's going to go dark. I got tweets in the chamber waiting. 6 months ahead of schedule. I'm ready to go. Come on. And it ain't no prime hate. It ain't no prime hate. Who?
Marvin Harrison Jr. did not sign his NFLPA licensing agreement. We'll talk about that on Thursday,
Bully. We'll talk about Thursday. Yeah, we'll talk about it on Thursday. The only reason I'm talking about this particular incident is because I put out a throwaway tweet. I was just, all my tweets that I just be like, I'm just going to throw this out there and just be funny and walk away. End up going viral. This wasn't serious. I don't not like Prime. I'm not a Prime hater. I'm a Neely hater because he assassinated Cormani's character. And as Deion's mouthpiece, I got issues with Deion. Outside of that, Deion family. I don't care what he say. He'll know. So y'all, like, keep running my numbers up. Come to the podcast. Be outraged. Thank you. It's all love. So, what we don't do on any of these podcasts, I talk about Fat Bastard. That's what we don't do that here, but I got this thing about trafficking in racial tropes, and for a black man to do that, I have an issue with it. So I don't really talk about his stuff. We did one little video with him and which is kind of wild now. That him and Stephen A. Smith got into it. And now Stephen A. Smith trying to outdo Jason Whitlock. It's crazy. You know what we can talk about? Shaq. Shaq.
What? Yeah, like,
and Shannon Sharp beef. What? Why is Unks out there fighting over Miss Sherilyn? Like, stop it. Y'all don't need to be fighting. Oh, my. And rap is a skill that, just like basketball, you must hone. You must work on. You must continue to develop. When Shaq came out into the league, he was halfway decent as a rapper. That rap that he put out about Shannon Sharp sucked. That was a Drake diss. That's what that was. Don't do that no more. Don't do that no more. Yeah.
I ain't heard it.
You don't want to hear it. It's worse than Atlanta Vegas.
Damn.
I told y'all it's an Olympic year from USA. Man. USA. We ain't celebrating nobody from Degrassi. The what? Yeah, he released some of his podcasts. It's just
I'll listen to it later. I'll give you my take on Thursday.
Like, you don't ever want the Unks to get in a fight at the barbecue. It's never gonna go well. They don't just fight regularly.
Speaking of Shaq, I've heard that TNT might be losing.
Yeah.
They might be losing their partnership with the NBA. What does that mean? What does that mean for Shaq, Kenny Smith, and
NBC?
Yeah. Are they gonna be still employed by NBC?
So I'd imagine they would stay, but you know who might not? Ernie Johnson.
Ernie might be gone.
He said he's gonna stay with Turner Sports. So whatever that means.
Barkley gonna go wherever there's fried chicken and money at.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all got chicken nuggets.
And remember, hey, he'll show up. remember, it's not just like, it ain't regular beef with Ernie. Like, when Ernie was coming out, NBC wouldn't look at him.
Yeah.
Like, it's real beef.
So what would that mean for his career, though, as far as commentating? Would he go back to ESPN?
Yeah, he'll probably end up at ESPN.
Okay.
He'll probably end up at ESPN, which, based on that ESPN pregame studio crew, they need some help. Mm-hmm. Perk can't keep carrying the jokes on that show. That's why I be trying to, like, you know, get in there when I can, because TP be carrying the show with his jokes. I've been trying to get in there. And if y'all don't pay attention to TP, see, everybody think, somebody at TP, somebody told me that you the good, innocent one. No, I was going to get to it, Bully, but since you brought it up, let's go ahead and get to it.
Yeah, man.
So, first off, if you give Paul Pierce a hot mic, it's your fault.
He's been that.
Like, just stop. And rolled over it like he ain't saying it, kept going. For those who don't know what we're talking about, Paul Pierce, when describing, doing a breakdown of an NBA game, let the N-word roll off his tongue like we was under the tree with Coke 45s in our hand, talking about basketball. He was literally the definition of a tree dude. If you don't know what a tree dude is, ask your unks. Listen, I know he was breaking down White Dante. I'm trying not to.
Which is crazy, too. You. That was it's crazy.
Bully, listen, his Bully tried to get me in trouble.
His dad is black.
No, it's not, his dad is not black. His dad is white as the driven snow. They is half. For those, if you don't follow White Dante, Dante DiVincenzo, we called him White, or actually it was what's my guy? Bomani Jones. It was Bomani Jones that gave him that name, because when he came out of college into the NBA, he had an exquisite sister on his arm. And from that point on, they called him White Dante. And I ain't mad. Go Google it. And you, White Dante, from that point on. From that point on. So, yeah. White Dante.
By the way, I'm sorry, his dad isn't black. I was joking, by the way.
Yeah, we let it roll for like three podcasts. And
I've been saying it for the longest. I know his dad is black. Is he Italian?
Yeah. Oh god. Yeah, it's and they like a big regular Italian family. So you know, shout out to White Dante. White Dante been doing his thing. He had a rough go when he was in Milwaukee. He hung out with the Splash Brothers, came to New York and was like, I can shoot too. So,
I mean, he won a championship in Milwaukee. He got some hardware. He know what it feels like to win. You know, that's always good to have in your locker room, somebody that actually contributed to a ring, not just somebody that rode coattails. Yeah. So, yeah, that's big. Too bad it ain't going to be enough against the Celtics.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
You know, you see how we come right back to it?
It's just the disrespect. See, this is what I'm talking about.
That's why
he's the good one. He's the good one. He the good one now? Is he the good one now? That's what I want to know.
He going to be great when these Rockets get that third pick in the building, man. Another one. That was a blessing.
They probably say that because they be agreeing with what I'm saying, Troy. I don't be coming with outlandish hate on anybody.
This man with a straight face just told all of our viewers a bold face lie. All we got to do is asking about his franchise first quarterback. And listen,
he was trash. And yes, I don't like Andrew Luck. He went to my rival high school and then ended up playing for my rival team in the NFL. No, I will never like him.
We ain't even got to James Harden.
And the school that he went to in Houston, Texas, Stratford High School, was probably the most racist school I ever played against. I was getting called the N-word by parents, refs. It was bad. It was so bad that our sophomore team fought them. They fought them, the refs, the players, and the parents. It was a big brawl. Like, it was bad. That is why I don't like Andrew Luck.
Oh.
You know, just to clear that up. Oh. I can't fuck with him. He went to Stratford. Oh, the whitest school in Houston, Texas. They had one black dude on the team, and he was the running back.
Oh. Probably racist, too.
Oh, my. Oh. Again, that was TP. Your lead singer.
Not the lead singer.
Because I understand. Like, right now, everybody is going to think DK is the good one. He's a nice, wholesome young man. Everybody going to think that. But me and Marlo get, oh, my God. We get treated like we don't. Well, okay, so Marlo is the worst. Like, it's not even, there are whole podcast clips I cannot release ever in life. Ever.
Look, Marlo don't even give you an explanation. He just be like, fuck them. No explanation. Nah, just fuck them and everything they stand for.
There's an episode that if we was ever to release the clips from that episode with him and Yard Talk, there wouldn't be a single stadium in the SWAC we could go to and hang out. I'm just like, nah. Mm-mm. Nah.
So you burn that footage.
TP, let me check my email first before I say this. I want to make sure that they said I'm good. Because I applied for our media credentials from the ACC.
Oh.
They haven't responded. They've probably seen the podcast.
Well, you can't just be out here breaking big news stories unmitigated.
I bet you they watching now. I bet you they watching now. Oh, man.
You know why they not gonna respond? Cause you came out and said that they over there robbing Peter to pay Tom. Now they don't like you.
Please see what you mean.
Listen, it is as so. We've done our best to avoid being media, and have failed miserably. We have tried to be a fan friendly podcast. And for the most part, we have been. We've been two podcasts. We've been fan friendly. However, God keep putting news in front of me and going, so you say you media? You're not media? Prove it. And now I'm checking sources. I'm doing research. Like, I'm literally trying just to be a fan friendly, fun podcast. And we get real news. But what we try to do different than everybody else is take that news and make it fun, if possible. Because, like, right now, North Carolina AD has said that, or not AD, I'm sorry, North Carolina, University of North Carolina president said, hey, man, this money funny. We got $1 million worth of deficits. We need to do something. But when Troy said it's other schools trying to get out of ACC, I was a bad guy. When Troy said Clemson was gonna file a lawsuit, and I kind of tried to make it like I wasn't saying the school, but then like Marlo and TP was like, "No, we're not doing that." So everybody knew I broke the story, and every media dude out there was just ignoring the fact that I broke the story.
Of course.
But it's okay. It's okay. It was documented. It is, on the internet now.
Speaking of which, have FAMU cashed that big ass check yet or no?
It was never a check. It was never a check. I don't know if dude left Tallahassee yet.
I haven't heard anything about his movement. I know that there are investigations in place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you now, if you sign the NDA, you are already guilty. You signed your admission of guilt when you signed the NDA. It don't even matter what information you can't disclose. If ain't nobody told you yet, you're fired.
I am not the one, and I want to be clear, because I'm not alumni, this ain't that podcast, and I asked Marlo how he feel on it on Thursday, after the Wednesday Board of Trustees meeting. But when I told y'all, Devron Givens is on that Board of Trustees. I don't know about them other people. I know about that dude from South St. Pete that I went to high school with. I knew what he was going to do. I told y'all from the word go, it was going to be a problem. And the first thing he did was, we need a meeting. And nobody else is calling for no meeting. He called for me. Because whatever our political differences is, I knew how he grew up. I knew what he was going to do. I know exactly what he's going to do. And if you think it's over, you better tune in to that Board of Trustees meeting tomorrow. Because I done told y'all, if that money wasn't real, St. Pete gonna act up. And y'all let the governor put St. Pete on the board. He finna act up. He finna tell the truth. He finna get to the truth. And it's gonna be some fixing going on.
Hopefully.
That truth coming out. That truth coming out, TP, because that non-disclosure agreement, they done already had the entire agreement on the news station in Tallahassee. It's been in the newspaper. It's been everything. That non-disclosure agreement might as well be nothing right now. Like, all the businesses out there. I done showed y'all how you can be a billionaire in a week. I done showed y'all the whole nine yards. I done told you what the people told me. I done told you what the people's processes are. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Oh, that's why they losing, Billy. Oh, them 10 turnovers. Yeah, that'll do.
I didn't know that. Okay. Don't come in here giving Troy ammunition.
I'm just saying, when I told y'all that off ball hand, they're gonna start calling it, and when they start calling it, it's gonna get dark.
Man, when Troy is about to shoot shots, he over there fumbling with a revolver, trying to put the bullets in one at a time. He ain't got a full clip. And y'all just hand him bullets slowly and let him load his revolver so he can air it out.
Man, I am not airing out Caitlin Clark. She is good for the game. Absolutely good for the game. But you know who I'm finna air out? Oh, that Iowa head coach.
Iowa's gonna be trash next year.
Miss Lisa Blunder. Blunder on accident. Freudian slip. Lisa Blunder. She is retiring. Because, I mean, why wouldn't you retire? You spent your entire career in obscurity. You got one of the greatest young players to ever hit college basketball. She is now gone. I need to find something to do. And I'm sorry. I keep reading these articles and y'all keep calling her legend, all these things. I don't see Nam NCAA title by that name. Not Nam. So, when I use the word legend means you are a winner. People say I have a problem with Caitlin Clark because I like winners. Winning matters. We don't play for fun. We just don't. You play to win the game.
No, I knew it was coming.
You play to be Tom Brady, one or the other. It don't matter.
You got to have a Herman Edwards button. You play to win the game.
Yeah, this app and yeah, it don't like my own my stream deck for some reason. It just don't like my stream deck. But yeah, I mean, it is what it is. Whew.
But she is good for women's basketball. I think that since she's joined the league, they got charter flights. I don't know if that was because of her or because of all the talk around it. At the same time, there still has to be the monetary benefit from people watching it that'll get them paid more. So us talking about it more, people watching it more, all of this is going to contribute to a growing audience, which means growing pockets.
But she got to win.
She ain't got to win.
Can't just be out there. Yes, she do. She got
to
win.
She has to play.
If she is the driver,
she has to play good basketball.
She just got to play good basketball. I don't think it matters. 10 turnovers. She wins.
She can't have 10 turnovers on opening night. That can't
look. If she giving you 4 to 5 highlight plays a night, that's gonna be enough for people to still talk about it, even if they're not winning. When you go down your top 10 ESPN at the end of the night, and you seeing Caitlin Clark every night, that's always gonna be something that people talk about. But we know who the best team in the WNBA is: the Las Vegas Aces.
Yeah.
So whether or not they win or not, it's irrelevant.
Watch this, DK. So basically, she got to be Vernon Maxwell.
Just random shots. Huh? I told you, it's like a slow rolling revolver. Go ahead and spin it.
Thank you, New York. It ain't over yet, but thank you.
They
damn.
They doing that thing over there. Yeah.
Damn.
The Liberty were the number. They were the number two team in the WNBA last year. You thought Kaylee was just gonna come in and beat them?
Oh no! I knew what time it was. I've been knowing what time it was since, you know, everybody was just basically saying she was just going to come in the league and be MVP. No.
There's some grown women in that league that got other plans.
So, you know what? I can't. So, I guess it's going to have to be a me and DK conversation. So, they are now, that when they were doing the media days, they happened to mention that a couple of the players have been mentioned as one of the women that men wouldn't mind being flued out for. Now, have we entered that era of WNBA where men are willing to be groupies for WNBA players?
No. Why?
So why would you not gonna let Aisha fly you out?
All right. I specifically her. All right. It depends. It would have to depend on. No. It can't just be no anybody, right? You really just don't let anybody. Yeah, I'm gonna just.
Tina Thompson could have flew me out in the early 2000s. I'd have been on the plane. Now, why truck going to Houston so much? Don't worry about my business.
The slow reaction, though. He's like, well, when you put it like that. See, you didn't say all that at the beginning. You should have lived with different. That.
No, because it's a few players from the wings. It's a few players from the wings that I was like, okay, I can see why they asked these young ladies that question. I could see it. Not my type, because I like women with gray hair. Just so happens, Aisha done dyed her shit completely gray. So, but yeah, no, yeah, like the Tina Thompson would have been like, you coming to Houston? I'm on the way. I don't know what y'all kids talking about. Because free tickets to the game? Y'all understand, social media could never have existed in my time. Never.
If it did.
None of us would ever had careers. Ever. Just ever. Oh. Black Beach Weekend 97 by itself would have ensured that I never had a career. That whole weekend would just have ensured that.
Y'all better hope they
burn. By the way, so one of our friends happened to have, why you got a photo album just hanging out and your daughter is a teenager? Why? Why am I going into your house seeing a photo album from college? If you don't burn this now, and I mean right now, and I need to see you burn it. You know how Hot Tub Time Machine dude had that box that said Cleveland on it? And he said, why don't you put Cleveland? One of them deals. But we're gonna go ahead and move on, because I am not trying to ruin TP's happy household. I think he think I try to do that every week, but it's not true. I slew him on purpose. My dog. Again, I want to thank everybody. I think we had up to 24, 34, something like that. Thank everybody for coming out. Be sure to tune in on Thursday, the Gathering of Old Men podcast. It will be epic. Post Board of Trustees meeting, it is going to be epic.
Oh, yeah.
I may be church mouse quiet on Wednesday night. Just understand this whole thing at FAMU. I'm going through some stuff. Just respect my time. And if y'all get too bad on there, I'm just going to change the narrative and start taking shots at Colorado. So, understand what the process may be. But for myself, DK, and TP, for the Madness Basketball Podcast, Fat Mouth Sports, you can catch us on YouTube. Like, subscribe, tell your friends, leave a comment. You can also find us on all of your streaming platforms. All of the episodes are now up to date, so there's no weirdness going on. You'll be able to see the podcast. Again, for everybody on the show, we are out.